if we can't get people on the free training, if we can't get them on the webinar, we're definitely not going to be able to convert them afterwards because they're never going to see our offer. So we have to be leading with something that they want, and it should be baked into the title of the webinar. Don't make me guess what your webinar is about.
Welcome to She Leads First, a podcast for female entrepreneurs who are ready to build a brand that will become a revenue-generating machine. Hey guys, I'm Emily Sincotta, a brand and business strategist with years of experience in both marketing and online product development. Each week, myself and my guests are going to share our own experiences and knowledge with you so that you can figure out exactly what about your brand is going to keep people coming back for more. You'll leave this podcast equipped with the confidence to tackle those big goals that are going to scale the impact of your brand and your bank account. It's time for you to embody that CEO energy and start leading first. After all, you're building more than just a business. You are building a movement.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of She Leads First. Today we are talking about webinars. And this is one of my favorite topics because they are such an important and useful piece of a live launch. So if you don't know what a webinar is, let's start there first, just so that we make sure that we are all on the same page as we go through this training today, because it is going to be so valuable whether you have never used one before, whether you've been on them before and didn't realize what you were watching in terms of the marketing behind it, or whether you already have one and you just want to make it better. You're going to enjoy today's episode because we are going to get into the nitty gritty here so that you can make sure that if you do use a webinar, you know how to design one that is high converting. But a webinar, starting there, a webinar you will hear interchange with the same words as masterclass or free training. They are all the same thing. But from a marketing perspective, when we are talking about a webinar, particularly when I am talking about a webinar, what I'm talking about is a training that is designed to convert the viewers into an offer at the end. So you've probably been on a training like this before. You've probably been on a webinar. They're not always called a webinar. A lot of times we do that on purpose. So when I run a webinar, I'm not going to call it a webinar. I'm going to call it a masterclass, or I'm going to call it a free training. One, because not everybody might know what a webinar is. So that language might not be useful for me to call it a webinar if people don't instantly recognize that that's a free training. But number two, we don't want people to think like, oh, I'm not going to hop on that even though it sounds cool because I know webinars are used to sell. So we just want to use language that is appealing to our ideal client so that that's not a barrier of entry when we do have a webinar that's going to be really impactful for them, whether or not they choose to join the offer at the end. And that's something we're going to get into more here of making sure that it is really impactful, whether or not they choose to purchase from you. That way you build goodwill when people are on it instead of that frustration of having been on a hour-long training and been like, oh, that was just one long sales pitch and they didn't really teach me anything that they promised that they were going to teach me. We don't want that to be the outcome that somebody has, the outlook that they have after they go through your free training. We want them to be like, wow, that was really valuable and I want the offer that she's pitching at the end. So I want you to have webinars that convert really well. And like I said, if you're not planning in the near future on creating a webinar of your own, I still want you to learn this format and learn these structures and these strategies because you might in the future. You might want to create a passive sales funnel. You may have heard this before where you make money on autopilot using a marketing system that's been set up ahead of time. Most often you will see this used to sell an online course. So you've likely been through this. I'm going to outline it just so that we're all on the same page here. But a funnel, a passive funnel using a webinar usually looks like you see an ad for a free training. That's the webinar. You go to that free training, you give them your email, they send you the link to join. You join that webinar or free training live. During that live training, you get what you were promised, whatever the promise of the training is, but then you are also sold into an offer at the end. And if you don't buy that offer right at the end, you're also going to get an email follow-up sequence. So you're going to get a series of emails following that training that continue to try to sell you into the program for a set number of days. And so that whole setup, that whole system is what we would call a passive webinar funnel. So likely, as I started to say, you've been through one of these before. Maybe you didn't realize that's what you were on. Maybe you didn't realize what the name was. Maybe you didn't realize what was happening, but you kind of were putting the pieces together of like, okay, this is selling me into this, but now you can see the bigger picture. They are a fantastic tool. They're a fantastic tool. You can use them in passive funnels like that to sell, but you can also use them in live launches. So whether or not you have an evergreen online course, something that can be put into a passive funnel right now, doesn't matter. You can still use a webinar to very successfully sell and launch live, meaning you are doing a cart open and cart close promotional period for your offer before a start date. You can use a webinar in those instances as well, whether the program is live, whether it's a membership, whether it's a product, like whatever it is, you can use a webinar to sell really effectively as well. So there are plenty of uses for them. But what I want to get into today is five ways that you can create a really high converting webinar. And if you already have one, I want you to be combing through this from the eye of, okay, am I set up like this? Yes or no? Because these may be barriers right now to why your ideal clients aren't signing up either for the webinar itself or for your offer at the end. So without further ado, let's dive in. So the first thing that I want you to check would be, does my title of my webinar speak to something that my ideal client wants? This is the start, right? If we can't get people on the free training, if we can't get them on the webinar, we're definitely not going to be able to convert them afterwards because they're never going to see our offer. So we have to be leading with something that they want, and it should be baked into the title of the webinar. Don't make me guess what your webinar is about. That is the best marketing advice I can give you around titling your webinar. And a framework that you can use, that you can steal, and there's many of them, but one that's super easy and works for just about every niche would be get X in Y time without Z. Tell people exactly what they want to hear. You're going to be able to get this in this amount of time, and you're going to be able to do it without this major pain point. So for example, this could be something like clear your acne in 30 days without spending a fortune on skincare. What do they want to get? They want to clear their acne. In what time frame? In 30 days. Without what? Without spending a fortune on skincare. Maybe you have one amazing skincare product that you are selling. Maybe it's a regimen of clearing your skin from the inside out. So maybe it's something like a gut healing protocol. So a service, and you teach them how to do it in 30 days. Something like that tells them exactly what they want to hear and is an interesting hook of like, okay, this is what I'm going to learn on the webinar. And very easy for you to set it up to sell your product at the end. Another example could be something like double your retirement savings without making any risky investments in the next 90 days. You can see I flip-flopped the time frame and the without, but same type of format. If you had some type of investing program where you taught people how to move their investments into higher return investments without having to take high risk, that could be a way to position it. So get X in Y time without Z. Make sure that your title is so explicit like that for the webinar that it is speaking to something they want. Because if it's not going to help me do something, why am I going to waste my time on a webinar with you? If there's not an outcome at the end of it, why am I going to hop on with you? And it's got to help me get something that I know that I want. Give the people what they want. That is the best marketing advice I can ever give you. Give the people what they want. Okay. Number two, if you want to have a high converting webinar, you have to make sure that people hear your offer before you get to the sales pitch at the end. So typically on a webinar, you're going to have a sales pitch at the end. You're going to be going through your offer that you want to move them into. You don't want to keep that a secret and have the first time they hear the name of your offer be at the end of that webinar, because they're going to be like, what? I don't care about this. This isn't what I came for. You also don't want to trick people. You want them to know right up front, hey, I've got something for you that I'm going to share with you at the end. You don't want it to feel like a trick. That's when people are not going to be happy with you. So how do we make sure it doesn't feel like a trick? Well, there's two things that you can do. Number one, I recommend this to all my clients. Be transparent in the first 10 slides of your webinar. Somewhere in those first 10 slides, not the first, you don't want to lead with this, not the very first thing that you do, but within those first few minutes, you want to make sure that you let people know, hey, I value transparency. I'm letting you know right now that even though this webinar is completely free, you are going to get so much value out of the free training portion that you can take and you can run with today. However, I'm also going to invite you to go deeper with me on this if you would like, and if it feels aligned at the end of this training, by inviting you to my X, Y, and Z program that's going to help you take what we're learning today and take it to the next level. I value transparency. So if you stick with me to the end, you are going to hear that exclusive invitation that I'm sharing just with you. Something like that right up front, where people get to hear the name of your offer and you get to tell them, yeah, I'm going to share this invitation with you at the end. But don't worry, I didn't trick you. This webinar is free. The value is free. You are going to learn X, Y, and Z, but I'm going to make an invite for us to go deeper at the end. People love transparency. People don't like to be tricked. So that's one place that you can do it. The other thing that you absolutely should be doing inside of your webinar is within the teaching portion. So remember, people are getting on to learn something from you. You're showing them how to get something that they want. Throughout that training portion, the meat and potatoes, the strategy portion of what you're teaching, you should be seeding your offer. Now, what this means is we are dropping little nods to our offer. We are connecting the material of here's what I'm teaching and here's how this connects to my offer that I'm going to share with you at the end. So the easiest way to do this is after you teach something and you give them, here's the strategy, you want to give them an example. And the best thing you can do is either use your example of how you've done this in your life and now have put it into the program that you're pitching at the end, or even better, a client example. So if I'm teaching how to clear my acne and I'm showing you step one is to, you know, remove, I'm just making this up, side note, remove gluten from your diet. If I had a client, Heather, who did that, and in the first 15 days, she saw dramatic results in the clearness of her skin. I'm going to put a picture up there with her consent, of course, of the before and after. And I'm going to say, take my client, Heather, for example. She is a member of the Gut Rehab Protocol, the membership or the course I'm going to be sharing with you at the end of this program. She was able to see these dramatic results in just 15 days by cutting out gluten from her diet. Like, this stuff works. It's exactly why I teach my students this in my Gut Rehab Protocol program. I know that if she can do it, you can do it too. That is seeding. We are not diverting from the training. We're adding to it with an example, but I'm also using that to drop a little hint, to drop a little nod to my program I'm pitching you at the end and showing you, hey, this really works. My program really works. There's clients that go through it. There's a proof in the pudding. So not only am I getting you familiar with hearing the offer, but I'm also making it feel more exciting and feel like, oh, this stuff really works. I want to pay attention to that pitch at the end because I'm showing you the results baked into the training that you promised. You see how good this is? I love how these pieces fit together. I love marketing. Go figure. So you want to make sure that as you are doing your teaching, you're seeding in examples of students who have used what you teach in your program, showing them that it works and connecting it to your program that you will be pitching at the end. That way, by the time you get to the sales pitch, they're already familiar and they already have reasons to stick around and listen to it because they're like, oh, I want to be like Heather. I want to see if I need this too. I want to see if this will work for me, if it worked for her. So you want to make sure that that pitch at the end is not the first time that they hear your offer, that you are dropping it throughout. Number three, if you want to make sure you have a high converting webinar, you need to make sure that you are not pitching too late. So this is related to the point before, but a little bit different. When you get to the selling portion of your webinar, and this is a full portion, you want to make sure that it has dedicated time, particularly if you are doing an hour-long webinar. I do not really recommend going over that hour mark because people's attention spans, they're so structured for hour-long blocks. just so much of our life is structured in that hour setting, we tend to drop off. We tend to lose focus after an hour. And also people have commitments structured in hours. So you might quite literally lose someone just because they have to go. And you don't want to miss their opportunity to hear the pitch because it happened after that hour mark. So if you are doing an hour-long webinar, and it can be shorter, there's absolutely situations where you can have shorter than an hour webinars and have them be effective. You want to make sure it's happening on a 60-minute webinar at about that 40-minute mark. That gives you plenty of time to cover the offer in detail, to leave time for Q&A at the end, and also make sure that you are hitting people when their attention span is still there. So you don't want to start your pitch at the 60-minute mark because, like I said, you're going to just be losing people due to attention spans, due to other commitments, due to primarily those two things, but you don't want to lose them just because you pitched too late. You want them there. You want to keep as many people on as possible for that full pitch, and you will lose people. That's just the nature of the game. Even if you have the best sales pitch and the best tee up to it in the world, like, you're going to see a drop off at the switch to the pitch. Now, we want to make that as few people as possible, but I just say that because I don't want you to panic if you're like, oh my gosh, 20 people just hopped off live while I'm switching to the pitch. It's going to happen where you're going to have a drop off because some people are going to just self-disqualify as they're going through the webinar. They're going to be like, this, you know, I'm in the wrong place. I thought this was what I needed, or this isn't how I want to solve my problem. Like, you're going to have people who naturally self-disqualify, and that's great. If they're not right for your program, we don't want them there. If it's not the best place to serve them, we don't want them to purchase the program. So don't feel bad if you have people who hop off. But again, making sure that you are pitching at about that 40-minute mark is a way that you can really make sure that more people who need to see your offer do. Number four, if we want to have a high converting webinar, we need to make sure that when we are transitioning into the pitch at the end, we are showing them how, now that we've solved this problem that I promised you we would via this webinar. So basically, once you've delivered on whatever the promise of the webinar was, you're going to learn X, Y, and Z, right? Remember our framework, get X in Y time without Z. That's the promise. The problem is they don't have X. So you solved that problem. Here's how you get X. That's problem number one. Your offer solves a different problem. So if you want a high converting webinar, you need to make sure that you're leaving them with a new problem that your offer is the solution to. So conceptually, this would look like this. Hey guys, now that we have solved X, Y, and Z, you can see how this is the first step to achieving this ultimate goal that you want. But it's not the whole solution. If you want, and then go through all the tangible things that they want coming out of this transformation, if you want clear skin, if you want to wake up in the morning and not have to put foundation on, if you want to not have to worry about buying new skincare products every single day, wondering if you've got the right formulation, if you don't want to deal with skin irritation anymore of trying a million different products on your skin, if you want all of that, the best thing that you can do is A, B, and C. Tee up your next offer. We've solved just this one problem, but now we have to deal with the long-term care of our skin, right? Like, what is the next thing? Like, okay, we've covered for 30 days how to clear up your skin, but we need to make sure that this sticks for life. 30 days from now, I don't want you to run into the same problem. So now we need to focus on the long-term care of our skin. And this is what we cover in my skincare program. They need to have a new problem that your offer solves. Otherwise, at the end of the training, they're going to be like, thank you very much. That was fantastic. I feel complete. No, I don't need your offer. I don't see why I need it. I got everything I needed out of this training. It is amazing to give great value through your webinar, and I think that you should. However, you have to leave them with that new problem. Otherwise, they're going to feel complete. They're going to feel done. And they're not going to want to purchase the next thing because they're not going to see why they need it. So you need to make that connection for people of like, hey, this is just the first step. This is just the beginning. If you want X, Y, and Z results, you need what my program has to offer. And that's how you can transition yourself into the sales pitch in a way that continues to hold attention by right away showing them Okay, there's more. We delivered on the promise of this masterclass, this webinar, but now there's more. Now there's this new problem I need you to consider. Spell it out for them so they can see the utility and the value of your offer that you are about to pitch right away before you go into it. And they should already be teed up because remember, we're sharing client examples throughout that show them just how valuable your offer is and just how much it works. But now we're getting into the good stuff. We're getting into the meat and potatoes of here's exactly what this offer does, here's what it's all about, and here's why you need it. Because there's a new problem that comes into your life that you can see now that we've solved the first problem from the webinar that is solved through my program. Okay, last one. This is a continuation of the last one as well. So you want to make sure, and we talked about this a little bit in the beginning, that you are teaching enough, but you're not teaching so much that they feel overwhelmed and feel like, oh, I can't start a program until I master this. Like, Emily gave me so much to work on today. I'm not ready to dive into her program. This already was so much. I have so much to go implement. I have so much to go do on my own. I can't even think about starting that right now because she gave me so many good action steps and so many detailed things that I need to go and I need to work on. We don't want that just as much as we don't want somebody to be on that training and be like, that sucked. She didn't teach me a dang thing. She told me she was going to teach me X, Y, and Z, but all she did was just tee up her program and tell me stuff I could have Googled. So the question of how much do I share, it's not an easy one to answer of like, just share this and then you're good, right? It is finding a little bit of a balance. But when it comes to, am I sharing enough? A guideline I like to give people is this: share one layer deeper than what they could Google on their own. Because if you're not giving me anything that I can just Google and pull up some blog post written on like the 5 steps for X, Y, and Z, whatever your masterclass title is, you've wasted my time. Like, sure, you saved me one Google search and reading an article, but if it's not any more depth than what I could get from the top search result of if I plug the title of your webinar into the Google bar, and pop up with a blog post, it's a waste of my time. And people can feel that. People know when they're on. They're like, okay, where's the substance? Where is what you promised me? That's not going to make me want to buy from you. That's going to make me be like, okay, she's a little bit of a liar. This was a little out of integrity. I did not enjoy this. This was a waste of my time. Why would I hop into her program when the start of her marketing is starting like this? The program can't be much better if this is what she's leading with. Right? So if you go that one layer deeper than what they can Google, and this could be your unique spin on something. This could be things like pulling in action steps that they can't get from Google. This could be a little piece of how you teach inside your program, like giving them a snapshot of one of the exercises that you use to help your clients do X, Y, and Z. And hey, that's another opportunity to seed your program. Like saying like, hey, screenshot this, you guys. This is from directly inside my program. This is exactly the formula I give to my clients so that they can see success. I want you to take this with you. So make sure you screenshot this because it's only available inside my program. And this is one of 10 that you get when you join. But because I know this works and because you're here today, I want to make sure you have it. So take a screenshot and implement this afterwards. So one layer deeper than Google, but we also don't want to go so detailed that, like I said, it's overwhelming and they feel like they have this laundry list of work to do before they can even think about purchasing a program from you. So you also want to keep it very simple. You want to make sure that anyone can understand it, no matter what their experience level is. And just remember, guys, people are busy, right? You don't want to bog them down with details. I love giving an action step at each teaching moment within your webinar. So at each point that you're sharing, like if it's the 5 steps to X, Y, and Z, at each of the 5 steps, have an action item, but have it be simple. Have it be something they can complete that day. Don't make them go do more defining work before they can come back and see the value of it. Make it quick, make it easy, make it actionable. Teaching people the what is often all you need to do, plus a tiny little bit of the how. So if I know nothing, for example, about how to launch, teaching somebody the what might be saying, here's the five phases I go through in a launch. But I'm not going to go into the detailed how of here's how I execute every single step. Why? Because that's the full course. And because we just can't cover that in an hour-long masterclass in the detail and the depth that you need to implement successfully. So I might say, hey, phase one is writing the outline for your launch itself. And here is a snapshot of the checklist I use to get my materials ready and to start mapping. So that's a tiny little bit of the how. Tiny little bit. And I'm just going to say something like, and don't worry, I'll send you this framework afterwards as a bonus for being on this class. But I'm still not teaching you how to do it. If you want how, you're going to have to join the program, right? If it's a launching program. So you want to give, generally speaking, typically the what. But again, with that one layer deeper than what they can find on Google, and that means giving them a little bit of the how, but keeping it simple. Keeping it simple so that when you present the new problem at the end, like we just talked about, they're not like, holy cow, Emily, you just told me all these things I have to do to solve this problem. Why are you even talking to me about a new problem? I can't hold all this right now. No, I'm going to leave. I'm going to exit this sales pitch. So we want to find that balance, and it might take a little bit of trial and error. It might take a little bit of revisions. You'll find it with time. That's the thing. Don't expect with anything you do in your marketing, really, to have your first draft be your final draft. You might completely change your masterclass, your webinar slides from one to the next. You might make, 10 different revisions over the course of a couple years running the same masterclass, right? There is always opportunities to improve things as we go, but you got to get it out there first. So don't let that stop you. But just know that in marketing, it's a game of refinement. It's a game of data collection and seeing what works and seeing what doesn't and finding the right balance for you over time. So these are five places that you can check in your own webinar if you have one to make sure that it's really high converting. If you don't have one, this is a great training for you to start to internalize as you get ready to create your own moving forward for your live launches or your passive launches, whatever it might be. And if you're right now like, hey, this is not on my radar, that's okay too. I want you to start to pay attention to these things as you are on free trainings because you get pitched with them every single day. Hey, start going through them with a marketing lens. That way, one, you can become a better marketer just by observing it. It's one thing to be a passive participant on something like this. It's a whole other thing to start to analyze the strategy. And you're going to start to get better at selling just by paying attention to how other people are utilizing these elements inside of their marketing materials, particularly for this training, inside of their webinar. So no matter what stage of business you're at, no matter what familiarity you have with webinars and this style of pitching, I hope that you walked away from today with some tangible value that you can put in your pocket and save for later and overall become a better marketer with time, because that is the goal. That's why we are all here learning and growing together. So thank you so much for tuning in today, my friend. As always, if you love this episode, do me a favor and screenshot it, share it to your stories and tag me. I always love to see which episodes you are tuning into and loving. Thank you again for spending your time with me, and I will see you in the next episode.